one of the things I'm interested in there is that I understand there was the hub and then the spokes.
Yes.
And the rim.
And the rim,
and then between the rim and the, where the spokes were, there was a band of wood. And the spokes went up into this band.
Yes.
Now, do you happen to remember what that band was called?
Okay. No, I sure don't.
Does fella sound right?
The what?
A fella?
I guess that's what it is.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Now, you can ask some of these men folks around here and find out more about that, because a lot of them, you know, lived through way back yonder, and some of them did. They could tell you.
It's, I've heard either the word fella or feller sometimes.
F-E-L-L-A, fella.
Yes.
I think it's really
It's interesting. How did they keep the wagon wheels from squeaking?
They had axle wheels, you know, they used on the hub of it, and that's where the noise came from.
I see.
You know,
how would they get, how would they put it on?
With a paddle or something like that, you know, and I asked them to put it on, I think, with their hands, put the axle wheels on.
And they would just put some grease on their hand and...
Yeah, or on a kind of wooden pad or something like that.
And do you remember the different kinds of roads that you've had? Roads must have changed a great deal since your childhood.
We just counted. Now we just say we didn't have any road. But if the house my husband built for us, after we had quit moving around, it was on a place, and he had just put it, you know, just as far. It was as close to the lane and between us and another man, my father Graham, and another person, that it was just through the woods. Well, we just had cut down saplings, you know, and kind of sticks there by the wood tree right there. And of course, we got to the house, you'd be in the road. You either stop there and walk the rest of the way, you're going somewhere. And they would, he would, actually my daughter was beginning growing up, my younger daughter began growing up while he did. They'd get out and cut cedar brush and put in the ruts, you know. There wasn't any gravel in there at all. And then put sawdust on top of that, you know, so that when her company, you know, would come, her boyfriends, or they would, if it wasn't mud, you know, or bad roads bad or anything, they could make it all right. And they'd get out sometime on Saturday when she went to school and he went to work, they worked on that road.
I see.
And we put up with that a long time. And our daughters both had to walk a part of the night to meet the school bus. And they'd have to leave home before daylight. Well, we tried to figure out a good long while. We didn't have got a road in there. Well, they built some roads for some more. But I mean, we got healthy about that, really, worked up about it. And it felt like they had discriminated, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother was the same way about it. So when the election came around that year, there was the road commission and the magistrates, there was a change made. Somebody else was broken. But that, it's too late to help them. Our daughter that year, they had extended a lot more to the school bus route, and it was starting an hour earlier. And then she'd have to leave home a little before daylight for a week. She says, I missed the bus about half the time. Well, if she had, she'd have failed. Well, we just renting a house out on the road where the school bus was on the school bus route. Left there, a little house, and rented a house out on the road. So she got to finish up like that.
I see.